Well, it's 5:30. I'll call this meeting to order. Tonight is a public hearing and a notice was sent out. It was posted on our website, on the bulletin board, and in the newspaper. It says, please take notice that a public hearing will be held before the town board of the town of Schuyler at the Schuyler Town Office, 2090 State Route 5, Utica, New York, 13502, on the 14th day of February, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. to consider and ratify the findings and determination of the Schuyler Planning Board to change the zoning on a portion of tax parcels, parcel 104.2-1-45 and 104.2-2-73, located on New York State Route 5, which portions are currently zoned commercial highway and planned development, and update the zoning map to reflect the said change. And it just tells you how you can make a comment. We did receive one letter from Michael T. Laval, and the board has been made aware of that letter. It'll be put on record. That is what is requested. Per legal advice, we're not gonna read. It's kind of a lengthy letter, and it actually comes from a business in Yorkville, so I won't be reading it. The planning board met on January 3rd, and they also had a public hearing talking about the Four Corners project and the different zoning. And their recommendation to the town board is the zoning be changed to planned development. In Schuyler, PD is the most restrictive zoning that allows the planning board to determine everything that goes on for a project. They can set restrictions on setbacks, hours of operation, and things like that. So it's kind of a parcel where there were different zonings, now making it one zoning, the most restrictive. It makes it kind of easier to market it to somebody. It's like you're trying to sell a piece of land. You don't have to explain to them, in the back you can do this, but in the front you can't do that. It just makes it easier. So tonight's public hearing, excuse me, is to hear comments from the public on this and ask any questions you might have. Please try to limit it to 3 minutes and give us your name and where you live if you can, and we'll move forward on that. A question I get all the time, and John Pisick is here from the Herkimer IDA, and Taylor's here from Halleck, the attorney firm. Everyone calls asking me, what's going in there? Nothing. There has not been any clients yet. There was a rumor going around a solar farm was going in. It's not gonna be a solar farm, and a solar farm wouldn't be interested there. That land is too valuable. So the town board's opinion is, we hope with John, we get a client in there. It's gonna make it look nice. That's a highly visible piece of land in Schuyler. So we're hoping whoever does go in there, it looks nice, and it really makes the town look better. We're not looking for something that's kind of on the, more of a, industrial site. So with that being said, I guess we'll open it up for public comment. If you come up to the podium and just state your name and what comment you have, we'd be happy to listen. Or if you have a question. Good evening.
Good evening. Craig Paquette, I actually live right across from the parcel there. So a couple of questions. You mentioned that you as the board don't want like a industrial type complex there. Can you elaborate? Like, our fear in the other residents is that we're going to have some kind of a warehouse type thing there where there's diesel trucks that are idling all day, destroying the air quality. It's such a nice area. That's why I bought my house there, 16 years ago. I don't want it ruined by industrial type stuff like that, an Amazon or some kind of a thing like that. And I get why you're zoning it all together to make it more saleable. But in the end, residential would be perfect. But if it is that type of thing, what were your thoughts of what you would allow there?
I can't give you an answer. I can give you my own personal opinion. I've talked with the board. I've talked with the planning board members. We want something nice to go there. We want something that's going to make Schuyler look good. You know, for years it was always a joke, look at Schuyler Corners. You know, you're driving through Schuyler Corners, you roll up your windows, I'm going through Schuyler Corners. So here's an opportunity for something nice. I know John markets worldwide to businesses and corporations and things like that. I know he's going to be very selective with this piece. We realize it's some of the best property in the Mohawk Valley. It's at the end of Dyke Road. That's one of the busiest roads in Herkimer County. So it's kind of a nice location. I think John's going to be a little more picky. I think the town board and the planning board are going to be a little more picky. You know, no one has come forward yet. He hasn't even started showing it. We're in the very preliminary stages of kind of putting it together so we can bring somebody in and show them what's there.
And when there is somebody that makes an offer or whatever, is there going to be another board meeting like this where we can have our opinions?
Yeah, like everything in the business park, you know, these applicants come forward, they propose their idea. I mean, that's what Pepsi did and Home Depot and everybody else. And right now we're doing it with the convenience store. And yes, there'll be another public hearing. There'll be several public hearings, and the public will have a chance to look at the plans and comment on what we're going.
Like I said, the Pepsi, I mean, think about it, your house, you're there and you're looking right across the street, and that's the only thing I want, you know, you guys to consider.
I know. Yeah, thank you. No, that's a good comment. And John has worked very hard, you know, to bring businesses into Schuyler, and we're very appreciative of what he's done, you know, and I know this piece is going to be a little bit special, so. Good evening,
Howell. Hi, sir. Mark Thur. Right across the street. So there's no way they could ever return it to like a residential, you know, make it like a housing development? It's just going to be businesses?
I think the businesses probably are going to be the people that are interested, right, John? In something like housing just isn't going to bring the interest in that spot. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're correct.
Yeah.
I really don't think so. That'd be perfect for like a housing development, no? It's going to be a business.
I'm saying probably a business, correct, John?
Well, we don't market housing developments, and we definitely don't market green energy developments either, so.
You don't do housing, you don't do green
development. Thank you.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, I'm Mary Donahoe. I also live across the street. So I have a couple questions. The first one being, you keep saying probably what you think would be nice. What is your, can I have an example of what you think would be nice there? Or nice across the street from your house?
Okay. Well, across the street from my house, they want to put a solar farm.
Okay, so maybe you can understand our concern.
You know what I'd like to see? It would be nice to have a tech business of some sort there that maybe supports some of the bigger businesses in Marcy. Maybe something that's, you know, a one-story complex. Maybe one or two tenants and not 30 or 40 tenants. Maybe something that kind of looks like a park setting with some trees and some inner roads and something that when you look at it, it looks like, you know, a place you'd want in your community.
Okay, because
that's my personal opinion.
Okay, so with those type of places, though, what comes with them is lights 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. That would be across the street from everybody's front room or behind people's house. I mean, I'm not sure how you can expect that it's not going to completely change everybody's property value, the way that everybody lives their everyday life with a business park directly across the street in a residential area. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Schuyler Business Park, but there are homes bordering that property. And there's so much other land where you could put places like that. And I understand what you're saying, grow Schuyler. But Schuyler isn't Schuyler without the people that live in it. Well, so you're talking about children that live in a outdoor, beautiful area that are outside, and now there's going to be lights all the time. There's going to be trucks coming and going.
Well, that's an assumption. We don't know if there's going to be trucks coming and going.
Well, if it's not going to be a solar farm, right, and it's not going to be housing, then, I mean, what else? The only thing that would be left would be an industrial business situation. Mm-hmm. It's the Industrial Development Agency. Mm-hmm. So I think to try and say probably you think this, you think that, I'm worried about what's going to be across the street from my house every single day for the rest of my life. And it, to have it be up in the air like that, I'm not, I don't understand.
Well, unfortunately, there's no guarantees in life.
Thank you.
I can't, you know, guarantee what client's going to come forward or what's going to go in there. The only thing we can tell you is, you know, it's a unique piece of property. We understand there's neighbors there. We understand there's neighbors that have been there a long time. Some of the founding, you know, families of Schuyler on that road. And, you know, this is just going to be looked at a little bit differently than the other business park, because the other business park is a little more remote and there aren't neighbors right there.
Well, right, of course. But if it's a piece of land bought by an industrial development agency, mm-hmm. one would assume you're going to develop industry in that area, mm-hmm. which is in everybody's backyard and front yard. Mm-hmm. So what? How is this the town working for the people that live in the town? That's it. I understand you're saying for the town. What am I, as a taxpayer and as a property owner on that road, how is this going to benefit me?
Is this a plug? I'm sorry. Well, I mean, these businesses do pay taxes.
Okay.
I mean, they do hire local people. They do, you know, do business in town, in Schuyler, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They do order lunch. They do, I mean, they do spend money here.
Well, I mean, we all have pretty, I think we're all set in our careers, so we wouldn't own acres of land in Schuyler already, right?
Sure.
So that's, you know, I don't need a job at an Amazon warehouse. I need my property to maintain its value.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I need. And I also need for the town that I live in to consider the future of the children that live in the town and the goals of the families that live here. And the families are scared and confused about why this would happen and what you plan to do there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not hearing any answers. I'm just hearing a lot of probably, I think.
Well,
I know it's because it's not sold yet.
I just think you're asking unrealistic questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're just making a lot of false assumptions. We don't know. If we had a client that had come forward, we tell you, mm-hmm. hey, here's a client, they're interested and they want to do this, but it hasn't even gotten to that point yet. It hasn't even gotten to that point. So, I mean, I wish we could tell you more. There's no secrets. There's nothing more to tell you or share with you, you know?
Okay, and so as far as the zoning goes, can you explain to me what you're here tonight to do what exactly? What was the goal for tonight?
To consolidate the zoning into plan development. So there's one zoning for the parcel.
Okay.
Plan development in Schuyler is the most restrictive. Everything with the project has to go before the planning board.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have the ultimate, you know, say in everything. Hours of operation, setbacks, roadways, drainage, stormwater runoff, and things like that. So it makes it, I don't know if you said or somebody else said, it makes it more marketable also if it's all one zone.
Okay. Okay, but when you talk about the four corners, and I mean, that's an area that people have been wanting for a long time to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to go from cleaning it up and having accountability to property owners and things like that, which are little things that we could do to make it look better? Why does it have to go from 0 to 100? That, or it's going to be a humongous business park. Or it's going to be an industrial situation. Why does it have to be one or the other? Why can't it be a nice area, residential down there, cleaned up, some nice businesses that the families that live around there would actually use and want?
Well, I mean, anyone had an opportunity to purchase property down there. And there's still, I mean, from what I hear, the four corners are for sale. I mean, anyone has an opportunity to go and buy something and do what they want.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Herkimer County IDA was here in Schuyler. They did the business park. I think they did a nice job on it.
Nobody lives across from it.
You know, what's that?
Nobody lives there.
Right. But
I would fully support this if it was in an area that nobody lived.
Does that mean it's not a nice, they didn't do a good job down there because nobody lives next to it?
Would you buy a house across the street from it?
Would I?
Yeah. Would you want to live next door to Wilcor? Like, that's separate. That's mm-hmm. what we're trying to explain is that
gotcha.
We live right there. That's right. Not a place to put something like that in somebody's yard, in somebody's home.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see what kind of client comes forward.
Okay, because I would hope that the town would support the people that live in the town,
right.
Not just dollar signs. To be spent on what? I mean, what are you going to, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, saying that we're just interested in dollar signs, I don't think is fair.
I don't think that I said that. Yeah. I'm saying that that's all I've heard. The only the only benefit that you've...
I think your 3 minutes is up and we're...
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I expected. Yes, thank
you
so much.
Well, I just think...
Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment? As soon as we hear something on this project, we will let everybody know. Certainly, Jeff will put it on the website. It'll go, in the newsletter. We will have more meetings. John, how far out are you from even beginning to show this to somebody?
Well, thank you. Currently, it's already zone plan development, and it has been for a long time. So we're not asking to change the entire two parcels that we're buying. And then the commercial highway in the front could go a Dunkin' Donuts or another type of convenience store that would be open 24 hours and lit up the area. What we're asking to do tonight is consolidate the two properties and just bring that planned development down to the road. So I think once that's complete and we have all of that, then we can move ahead and start to market. It's on our website, but we haven't pushed anything on it yet. Can't really do it till we have everything in place. You know, it's difficult.
Would it be possible by this fall clients might be looking at it?
I would hope so. We don't like to hold vacant property. And just one clarification, there are several residents down in the industrial park where the old drive-in was, and also right next to Wilcor there, and also a couple of other homes right in front when you pull into the park. So,
yes. Yep, we had I think the Otis family was here a couple weeks ago. Any other comments?
I was just wondering, do you go out and solicit people or companies or businesses to come in, or corporations?
That's up to you if you want me to answer that.
Yeah, John, if you could. How do you go about marketing?
Well, I'm never going to tell you that.
Your secret. Don't give us your
secret. We do actively attend trade shows and network and deal with the current people that we deal with that are big developers that come in and look at small spaces, large spaces. You mentioned what's going on with the high-tech world. It's real. You know, Micron's going to spend, I don't know how many billions of dollars in Syracuse, and it all can't fit there. And a lot of it's not going to be, you know, what you think as far as industrial. You're right, it'll look like office space. But, you know, we're going to work with everybody. And, of course, as we've always worked with the planning board and the town board on all of our projects. So we continue to do that. We don't see a benefit not working together. So,
but do you go out just for industries or and businesses, or do you go out for residential contract?
No residential or no solar. We don't do either one of those. We'll work with those companies once they come in, but we don't actively search for any of that.
Just industrial?
Well, we're the industrial development agency, and we really don't do those. Once in a while, we'll step out a little bit to help like a convenience store because the community is in need of it and there's not anything like it around. But in 99.9% of the time, no, we don't.
If they were to approach you, would you accept them?
If they
came to the town board, would you accept them?
So, she wants to know if you'd accept them.
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
If a contractor comes to you and says, I want to buy this property to develop into homes, would you consider?
Someone would consider anything, sure. You know, my board, it would be up to my board.
Anything. Any other questions? Did the town board have any questions on this change?
One more thing.
Tony, yes. The only other thing is if residential, you'd have to change the zoning, just so you know.
Ma'am, you had another question?
Yeah. I was doing some background check on the internet, and back in 2019 the town came out with a survey and they wanted to know what the citizens of the town thought should be corrected and everything like that, and there was a mention of sewers. Now I know sewers haven't come down Herkimer Road yet, and that's why they're citing that we can't have like a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever. So how is a Dunkin' Donuts going to fit into this? Wouldn't they consider a place with a sewer before they would a septic tank?
Right. So that's a good question. So we did a survey back in 2019, and 83% of the people on Route 5 wanted sewer. And the town board decided that we should get the water projects done first before we look into a sewer project. So that was put on hold. This Skylar is part of the Oneida County Sewer System. We do have a seat on the steering committee. The sewer ends actually right here at Dollar General. So if there was to be something down around Skylar Corners, they would have to extend the sewer probably 3/4 of a mile to get down there. But yes, there was a lot of demand for sewer. And she's probably right. Any McDonald's or something would want a sewer. They'd have to have a sewer. Correct, John?
The current convenience store is not having a sewer. And they're doing food and coffee and everything else.
Well, I know the Stewart's in Middleville. They're all on septic tanks.
Yes, they are.
They probably would want a sewer, I would say.
Those are bigger corporations. Yeah. I'm talking McDonald's and, yep. You know.
Gotcha.
So if this was a business park with multiple businesses in it, I would hope the town would want a sewer, because that's a lot of people to put into a septic and lots of septics. You know, so the only thing that I can think of that would go there, you couldn't put anything there really without a sewer. So that's something that maybe you should consider. And this, it's you're talking a lot of money to put a sewer project in.
Yep. No, you're right. And one of the planning board members always says, you need two things for growth. You need water lines and sewer lines. Did the board have any questions?
Was anybody at this meeting when the governor came into Herkimer County?
Yes. Yes, I was there. Jim Bono was there. John was there. Yes.
And did we get our little chunk of change?
Well, she's spending a lot of money in the Mohawk Valley. She is going to put $50 million in the canal. She commented that she does a lot of boating herself. I think she gave Herkimer County Community College $12 million. Is that right, Jim? $12 million. They were just ranked the best community college in the state. She's going to invest money in a lot of growth, infrastructure. The village of Herkimer got $10 million to help clean up the village down there. The village of Boonville got money. The town of Richfield got money up in the Richfield Springs. So she was here to announce a lot of grant money being given out. She did talk about the Mohawk Valley. She did talk about the flooding we experience. And she made a comment, how come our 100-year flood is every other year? So that kind of, brought up a good point. You know, a lot of our creeks and waterways need to be looked at. So hopefully there's money coming that direction. So she chose to come here, I'm assuming, because, you know, a lot of the money's going to be coming into this area. So, yes, it was encouraging. Kind of wish we had put in for a grant when they were giving out all the money. But
how aggressive is the town when it comes to grant money?
Well, we just did the two water projects. And matter of fact, Ian's coming tonight to talk about West Skylar.
I would recommend you close the public hearing with this, since it's kind of off that path.
Just we're spinning in a different direction. Okay, yeah. Good point, John.
Thanks.
All right, if there's no other comment, motion to close the public hearing, we'll close the public hearing. So we got quite a bit of grant money for the West Skylar Water Project. Quite a bit of money was obtained for the East Skylar Water Project. We got hardship status down there. We did an income survey. When things started going up after COVID and the costs got out of control, Claudia Tenney's office awarded us $1 million for possible overrun on West Skylar. So that's going to go out to bid probably this fall, late summer, fall, and we're hoping it's going to come in at a reasonable amount to put those water lines in. If it does come in a little bit over, these agencies are telling us they will give us more money. But if it comes in and it's way crazy over, like $1 million over, then I think we're going to have to go back to the drawing
board. I'm familiar with the amount of population. It seems like Oneida County is actually rolling in hundreds of millions of dollars as compared to Herkimer County.
Well, I mean, the governor, I wish you could have seen it Monday. I mean, she was investing a lot of money. I hope it comes true in Herkimer County. And John, right or wrong?
Oh, I mean, true. I mean, we just received $4.3 million for the park.
Yep.
For a new entrance and a 500,000 gallon water tank that's going to support a lot of the community.
And that's absolutely going to help. So that was encouraging that you know, she sees something beneficial in this area, and they're going to be putting money into this area.
Is that water tank for this so-called PD zoning area, or is that water tank for the town, the citizens?
You mean the water tank for the business park, or the water tank we're doing for the West Schuyler Water Project?
No, the water tank you're supposedly putting into this.
Down at the park?
Yeah.
John, could you comment on that?
That will support. That will support the residents and backfill all the way up to Dyke Road and down. So that 500,000 gallons will add pressure and back up water to really support that whole area.
Very good. All right, very good. Well, thank you. We'll take a short break and then we'll start our regular meeting.